Hello, everyone, and welcome to another off-grid podcast with Tanda Ranch. My name is Thomas, and I am just one part of Tanda Ranch, but here we go. This is episode 4, and today we are going to talk about how we have acquired our animals for livestock. And so today, we'll start off with our first set of animals that we got here. We started off with a female goat that came with three kids. We ended up with those, my wife, she wanted to, for us to start getting animals pretty early. I didn't want to get animals until after we had already gotten our house and stuff like that squared away and whatnot. But we ended up reaching out to some people that live about an hour away or so in the town of Snowflake. And I believe that's where we ended up with our goats. They were Nubian goats. We still have them to this day. At least the mama goat we do. The two female kids, we ended up sending those to someone in trade for a male stud. And then we have the male goat that came with him, but he was already weathered, so he wasn't going to be a stud or anything like that. He was just going to be pretty much a pet at this point here, or eventually he's going to be going to freezer camp. So we ended up with those. And then eventually we ended up also getting, we had, I believe we ended up with Blossom next, and Blossom is another Nubian goat. She is a doe. These are all dairy goats, by the way. And so we ended up with Blossom. And Blossom, we got her, and then we actually ended up getting her bred with another lady down the road here who lives in Snowflake as well. We ended up getting her bred. And then we also ended up with Bandit, which is our La Mancha goat, another very good dairy goat as well. And she's been in milk since we've gotten her, actually, and she has produced the most milk that we've gotten. But since Blossom recently had a baby, she had our baby goat Kinley. Since she had her, she has been producing probably the most milk since then. But that's how we ended up with our goats. When we got Blossom, we also ended up getting our Muscovy ducks. The Muscovy ducks are, basically, they're not like regular water ducks. These are ducks that are made for like being out in a drier climate. We were told that their meats are like roast beef, and so that's why we got them. We ended up with 4 of those and a male duck, a drake. And then we went from there. I believe we got, we had chickens, or we had acquired chickens just randomly all over the place. I'd be here for 2 days trying to tell you how we got all of our chickens. But we've gotten chickens from all over the place. They are very good egg layers, and they produce big eggs. We have some Easter eggers, Orpington chickens. We have a variety of eggs, but they're all very good size eggs. And the duck eggs are about twice as big. And then we also have our turkeys. I'll touch on those here in a minute, but we have a total of 5 turkeys at the moment here. We got 3 hens, 2 toms. And then we do have some turkeys that were just recently hatched. So that's pretty cool. We now have a grand total of about 11 turkeys, but 4 of those, the hatchlings, we decided we would, there's a couple over here that wanted 4 turkeys. And so we're going to give them 4 turkeys, and we're going to keep the other 2 turkeys. The reason we're giving them the 4 turkeys is because they've helped us out a tremendous amount. They let us borrow tools and stuff like that, like an auger, and tillers and stuff like that. So they've let us borrow a bunch of tools. They've let us borrow their trailer to go get water and stuff like that. So it's really cool. That's kind of how things are done out here. If if you have something and someone needs it, usually you can work something out in trade or barter with them, or sometimes you just do it to be a good Samaritan. And, you know, eventually we'll go back over there and help them. They're building their house as well. So we can always help out with that and putting up fencing and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool. And then our situation, we also have rabbits. We got those from the lady who we bred our goat with, Blossom. They happen to have Flemish giant rabbits and then also California white. So that's what we ended up with. Our male is a Flemish giant and our doe is a California white. And then we have a silky rabbit as well. It's kind of a mixed breed. Like, we're not really sure exactly what that one is. That one was just given to us. Someone asked us if we wanted it. We're like, sure. But they've all, you know, made babies. And so we have rabbits on the way. Actually, they're hatched. So, but they're still getting their eyes open. That should be today, actually. So, yay for that. And then we have, like I said, I was going to touch back on our turkeys. And the only reason why I didn't touch on it too much earlier is because that in itself was like a whole shit show. We ended up going down to Mesa, Arizona to buy my Isuzu Trooper. And while we were down there, we were looking around and we found a guy that had turkeys. These are blue slate turkeys. They are the same as our toms. But we have blue slate turkeys. And so as the females, we went down there to pick them up. And that was kind of interesting just in general, because we went down to Mesa and just like out of the blue, there's a guy who's got like turkeys in the neighborhood. And so we went to this neighborhood, the guy had turkeys there. We bought them from him. And on our way home, we put the turkeys in like a large dog crate in the back of the Isuzu Trooper. And the Trooper's in pretty good shape, so I was pretty happy about this. And so we made it all the way back from Mesa, all the way over here to the St. John's area. And the St. John's area is it's about a 3.5-hour, 4-hour long drive. And that's if you're just making your way on down the road. You know, we had a couple stops, stop, get some gas, stuff like that, you know, and we got home around 2 o'clock in the morning. And by the time we made it back home, or by the time we made it onto the ranch itself is a 240 square mile or something like that, 240,000 acre ranch or whatever it is. I think it's a 240,000 acre ranch, but we live out here. And the roads are pretty well taken care of, but as it gets drier, the roads become more of a washboard. And the turkeys did not like that at all. So if you're ever out and you get turkeys, try to make it a smooth ride home the best you can. But we got the turkeys on the way back home. I had to start and stop, because the turkeys would start freaking out when it start vibrating too much. And then by the time I got home, and got in the driveway, we opened up the back of the Trooper to take a look, and there were feathers everywhere, and there was blood from where the turkeys had injured each other, just trying to escape, I guess, or freak out. But it was extremely cold out that night, so we decided we were going to go ahead and leave the turkeys in the cage, try to calm them down, put a sheet over the cage. We thought that would work. We went inside, came back outside about 15 minutes later just to see if everything was okay. The turkeys had gotten out of the cage, and the inside of the Trooper had blood all over it, feathers all over it. It looked like someone had basically murdered a turkey inside the Trooper. But the turkeys actually were okay. I had quite the mess to clean up. I'm still getting feathers as I drive down the road, just random feathers float around. So, but yeah, it was quite the adventure. We got home. Turkey feathers, blood everywhere. The turkeys ended up being okay. We took them outside the next day, or later on that night, took them outside, and they ended up roosting up in the trees. We try to keep our animals as free range as possible. And so, we were just excited that we woke up the next day and all the turkeys were still there. And we still have them all to this day, and they're pretty neat little animals. Very blue heads with gray bodies on them, so that's why they're called blue slate turkeys. Let's see, what else did we got here? Oh, we do have another small goat. His name is Willie. He's a Nigerian. But we have him as well. We bought him from a guy over here in Snowflake as well. Like, Snowflake must be the place to go to get goats, I guess, around here. But that's where we got them. But not a whole lot other than that. We have our two dogs that are with us. We have a pit bull dog who has a very high prey drive, and that has been a problem. He actually killed one of our chickens one night. We went and hung out at a friend's house, came home, and he proudly displayed a dead chicken on our bed. That was quite messed up. He didn't cook, he didn't eat it. He just left it there. He was proud of himself. He killed it and left it, put it on display. And but he's doing what, you know, a pit bull does. They have a high prey drive. There's nothing we could really do about that if we're not there to stop it or prevent it. Now, when we leave, we make sure the dogs are inside the house and we don't leave our gate open. The chicken that he killed was a chicken that loved to get up on the porch. It was a very social chicken, actually. Like to hang out with people and whatnot. But yeah, that's how that went. It was unfortunate. But you know, here in the near future, we're going to be trying to get us another La Mancha goat. It'll be a buck. And our goal is to have our La Mancha actually be our primary milk goat. Blossom, who is a Nubian, she has been excellent. She's been a really good mom to her little baby there, but she's made a lot of milk as well. So that's why we ended up with the goats and the animals and stuff that we have. These are all going to end up being dinner or used for food at some point. We use all the eggs. You know, whether they're duck eggs. The duck eggs are about twice the size of a chicken eggs, in case you're curious. The yolk is... the egg itself, in comparison to like a chicken. A chicken egg is usually... I'm going to just throw a number out there, say 50-50 when it comes to yolk and the white. A duck egg is more 75% yolk with about 25% of the white. Excellent eggs. Really rich, too. But with all the milk that we have in our freezer, like right now, we have our deep freezer is almost full of milk. Like we've got probably 15, 20 gallons of goat milk in there. And we're going to start making our own like lotions and lip balms and start making cheeses and stuff like that. We do give away a lot of milk as well, and it's just an insane amount of milk that two goats make, and it's turned out really well. But anyway, just wanted to touch on all that. If y'all have any questions or anything, feel free to ask me. This is our way of doing things, and there's a whole other ton of podcasts out there, and we do get a lot of our information from YouTube on how to do things. You know, like the health of our animals, I follow podcasts for that. So there's a lot of things out there that, you know, there's so much information out there you can get off the internet. We do plan on doing other things like water, rain catchment, stuff like that. But definitely do your research on whatever it is you're doing. Take this with a grain of salt. This is how we've done it and how it's worked out for us pretty well so far. But thanks for listening. Give me a like. A review if you think it's worth a crap. If not, then okay, I'll take that too. Thanks.